More than 2,400 women will serve in state legislatures in 2025. That's a new record, according to the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University. But Utah ranks in the bottom 10 states in the nation for legislative representation by women at about 27%. The center's Jean Sinsdeck says women bring their diverse and distinct life experiences to the policymaking table. She says it's always positive when governing bodies look more like the communities they represent.
A big piece of this is just making sure that there is diversity and representation in all kinds of ways, including by gender, but also, you know, life experience, career, socioeconomic status, and so on.
Sinsdeck says it's positive when a variety of people serve in state legislatures. She adds, while trends are moving in the right direction, there is more to be done. Nationally, more than 7 in 10 elected offices are still held by men. Utah has never elected a woman to serve as governor. The Beehive State was led by Olene Walker when former Governor Mike Leavitt was nominated to serve as the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Utah has also had 2 female lieutenant governors. Sinsdeck notes research shows women are more likely to build consensus among lawmakers and work across the aisle. But she acknowledged caregiving responsibilities often prevent women from running, along with the double standard they face from the public.
In that voters want them to be likable as well as tough, whereas for a lot of male candidates, they don't necessarily need to be likable. They just need to be seen as being able to do the job.
Sinsdeck contends one of the barriers any newcomer running for political office faces is the power of incumbency. But she explains that when women run for office, they often win, which she says is good for democracy. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.